you want from me. Follow the river.
Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Layman. We have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris, John, and Mickey. And tonight's topic is, in some sort of way, is chivalry in Los Angeles dead? I want to read you a Facebook post that had a lot of activity on my friend's page today. I'm going to let her be anonymous, but here's what she posted. So I had to repost this question after speaking to my brother. Had a very interesting conversation with a female friend last night who complained that men, in parentheses, in LA, aren't chivalrous and don't open doors. My personal experience is that they are, and they do. In fact, most men I've dated, most of my guy friends, and random men in general open my doors. What are your thoughts? Are men in LA not chivalrous? Are men consciously deciding when and who they treat a certain way? Are women to blame for the decline, if one exists? And this thread is very busy. There has to be probably 60 or 70 different posts and comments on here. People having all kinds of opinions, all kinds of ways. I mean, think of a perspective or a response somebody can have to this, and somebody has definitely said it. I'm going to share with you all my response. I said to her, ultimately, posts like this make me so happy that my husband and I got together when we were young and didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. Because what kept us, I mean, and Chris, you can tell me whether or not I'm just completely off base with this. I felt like the only thing that we were concerned about in our early 20s was that we were respectful of one another and that we had loyalty. That was it, because we didn't have shit else.
No.
So it was no concern about, you know, what you bring into the table, how much do you, that was not a concern at all. And we set goals and we worked toward building them. We still do that.
Well, we knew ahead of time. We spoke early on about what we wanted and our expectations of the other person.
Right.
So we were like, all right, we on the same page.
Right. But the expectations were realistic. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a lot of people expect perfection, which kills me. You are dealing with a human being. You're not going to find somebody who's perfect and does everything the way you think they're supposed to do it. Because I found a lot of my friends have, to me, ridiculous expectations. And I'm not saying lower expectations. You know, if you really feel like you have this particular ideal, cool. But some of it is, to me, insane. Because it'll come down to the man's height, what his complexion should be, what he should look like. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what God wants for you? Do you know for a fact that would be, if you found that today, would it meet every single need that you have? You know, and so I'm always like, you know, you be realistic. If a man does something that you don't expect him to do, or he does something that disappoints you, that might not necessarily be a reason to throw the situation away. That could be a relationship with good potential. You got to give people a chance. Everybody grows at different stages and levels, and everybody doesn't come into it being brought up the same way with the same ideals. So anyway, that was my perspective. But before, look, I'll have to say one more thing before I release the mic to you all. About LA specifically, and that's because I'm born and bred here. Everybody who says they're from LA is not from LA. And there's a lot of transplanted people here that are giving my city a bad rap. Y'all that have been here a decade plus, we give you a pass for being here a decade plus, but that does not make you from LA. Stop repping LA like you was born here, went to school here. We all know each other because LA is about this big. And you going around claiming LA and then you treating women wrong. And then there becomes this whole attitude of LA men are not together. Real LA men, in my experience, are some cool, down-to-earth brothers. LA folks got Southern roots. It's not like because we on the West Coast, nobody taught black men or black women any kind of manners. I'm with my girl. I've never had any issue with a man opening doors or nothing like that. Never at all. So y'all that are not from LA, stop claiming you from LA. If you not, especially if you out there doing chicks wrong, that is my disclaimer. Y'all have it.
Okay. Well, I think people move here and they start adapting to what they think they should act like being from LA.
That's what it is.
And the problem with that is, like you said, then LA gets a bad rap. It's the same thing New Yorkers say. New Yorkers are nice. It's all these, you know, transplants that are giving us a bad name. So it's the same kind of thing. But, I mean, I've been in L.A. for 6 years, mm-hmm. and I moved here from the Bay. I'm originally from Detroit, mm-hmm. and I did not have this problem anywhere else I've ever lived, and I've lived in about six states, ever. And I can tell you, even being in California and being in Northern California versus Southern California,
different.
Completely mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. I can say, I mean, it was also the time of life I was in. I was in my early 20s. I was a new professional living in San Francisco. It was very easy to meet people. You're walking around. You're taking public transportation. It's just very easy to meet people. So I was dating a lot. I was dating quality men, educated men, you know, men who knew how to treat me. I never had any problems with any men. Now, fast forward another 4 years, moved down here, and it is completely different. Most of my girlfriends that I speak to who live in other parts of the country literally cannot believe me when I say I can go months without a man coming up to me, introducing himself, asking for my number, asking me for a date. Mm-mm, it doesn't happen. But anywhere east of California, east of L.A., it is I'm Beyonce in Houston, okay? I cannot walk down the street in Brooklyn. I cannot walk down the street anywhere else. But in LA, it is like, do I exist? Like, what is going on? And it really, as a woman, it starts to make you doubt yourself. It starts to make you say, oh, well, there's something wrong with me. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm not skinny enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not this, whatever. And you don't even have those insecurities in other places mm-hmm. because, like, men are affirming you all the time. Like, I was astonished. I just started going to Houston. I've been like twice in 1 month because it's just been crazy. Like, the attention I got down there, I was just like, I should just come down here monthly for an ego boost. Goodness. Because the men, but it wasn't just the ego boost that the men gave me. It was the chivalry up front. Mm-hmm. They come up to you. They are speaking to you respectfully. They are asking to buy you a drink. They before they're asking for your number, they're trying to engage you and converse with you. Like, this hasn't happened since high school for me. So I'm like, where are you from? Who raised you? You know, so it's a good feeling that I don't feel I have experienced that much in LA. Not that it doesn't happen, mm-hmm. but it doesn't happen as frequently. And when you do get a man to get you to take you on a date, I'm the kind of woman, because I'm a stickler for tradition and I'm very traditional. I will wait for you to open my door. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't touch handles. So you don't have a choice but to open my door, because I'm going to stand there. I'm going to be like, oh, okay, so I guess we're not going anywhere. Are we walking? Because mm-hmm. I don't touch handles. So in some respect, and I've actually had men say, oh, I've never opened doors before. You know, you have to teach me how to, you know, if this is something you like, I don't mind doing it, but no one's ever, you know, asked me to open doors. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes it's a matter of just kind of saying what you expect mm-hmm. and the woman just putting up their expectations up front, just saying like, look, well, you know what? It's important to me that you open doors for me. And the part about that that's important as a woman to me is that if you cannot take care of small things in my life, just that small gesture, in my brain, it makes me say that you can't take care of big things in my life. So, like, you can't open doors. Like, we can't even talk about no mortgage or nothing. Like, we can't even get there. Because, like, this small thing that's just, like, me taking care of you in this moment, you couldn't do that for me, that's a problem.
Once you've shared it yeah. with them that this yes. is a requirement so
what is
for
it,
you.
What is it like? Because, I mean, I hear all this. An average, what do you have to deal with being in Los Angeles with the men out here?
Well, one of the huge problems is that a lot of the men are in entertainment, and you know, the traveling, the groupies, you know, as we talked about, like, just men in power in general. If you do meet a man, and he can be a quality guy, but maybe he's a high profile producer, or it could be a multitude of things that he may be. Because we all came out here for something. Most of us came out here dream chasing, and a lot of us do catch dreams. So, you know, you can run into one of those guys and you have to deal with a lot of just extras that you just don't have to deal with in other places. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes, okay, I can put up with him traveling, but then he didn't answer his phone. So now I'm like, okay, well, your plane landed. You should have checked into the hotel, and your mind starts going, you know, and all these other things that other women who live in middle America don't have to deal with. And then also, it's just like I feel like men have kind of like this, I could always do better than you. Like, this woman could be amazing. She could be beautiful. She could be whatever, but it's like, but I still just want to see what's behind door number two. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And the woman behind her is even more beautiful than her. And the one behind her is more beautiful than her. So it's just like, as a woman, you get stuck in like this conundrum where it's like, what are you going to do? You want to date, but at the same token, a lot of them are not committing. A lot of them are not taking it to the next step.
Always looking for the upgrade.
Exactly. Always looking for the upgrade. That's exactly what it is. And they know that they are prized. These men know that we're looking for them. They're not looking for us. Women are very aggressive in LA. That's something I've never experienced. And women pay bills. Mm-hmm. Women take care of men out here. I mean, like, fully take care of them. Like, he ain't worked in 5 years, take care of. So I can't compete with that because that's not what I'm going to do. Like, if it means that I have to take care of you in order to have a man, I just will be single.
Yeah, no wonder men coming to LA. Shoot.
That's the come up. I have a question. Okay, in comparison, because I agree with everything you've said. When I've gone to D.C. and Atlanta specifically, I'm like, woo, I should have been down here years ago. Well, not that I'm just saying.
But I get you, nothing.
Demographic wise, when you go out here in comparison to other states, do you find that places in other states have more like all African American crowds versus here you have more diverse crowds and therefore it's more of a variety of ethnicities, or is it always a variety of ethnicities everywhere you're traveling?
No, it's not a variety everywhere. Like in Brooklyn, it's mostly black, okay. You know, or, you know, most of the places I travel, because I'm black, I generally go to the blacker areas.
Right.
But like, for instance, in Houston, I was really shocked at how diverse it was.
Okay.
And in one night we went to, you know, like the, what would be like the more urban club. And then in another hour or so, we went to another club that was totally mixed. And there was Persians and Asians and every type of, you know, race and ethnicity in there. And I was very shocked. It wasn't just a black man, like I'm what black men do. I had Persian men coming up to me. I had white men coming up to me. White men in LA do not approach me. Okay. Like at all. So I was completely taken aback by just how open these men were to just come up to you and start a conversation. Like that was what just really took me aback.
Okay, so it's not a race thing, because I often wonder, does LA even have spots where you can go and it's majority black folks there? Because for the most part, it seemed like most of our social scene is mixed up. It's always crazy diverse. So a man comes in and it might be a beautiful black woman and a beautiful Asian woman and a beautiful Hispanic woman. And he don't know which way to go because there's so many varied options. And I just wondered whether or not that lent itself to dating out here being a challenge, especially if you're interested in dating somebody within your race. It may not be a mandatory thing, but if that's what you're attracted to, that's what you're looking for.
I think it is an issue in that in LA, there's no one place where I know I can go on a Friday night and see, you know, professional black men of a certain age. In other places, yes, those places do exist. Like, I know where I can go in Houston. I know where I can go in Atlanta. Anywhere in Atlanta. But, you know, there are multiple things going on in other cities. Like, I feel like in LA, there's like one place where all those black people are going to be. And if you are not at that place, then it's going to be sprinkled everywhere else.
Yeah.
So that is a problem. And our black community here is so small and so incestuous. Like, I can't tell you like how many times, you know, a girl. Yeah. Like, because it'd be like, okay, true story right now. I have two girlfriends who do not know each other. They're both my friend. Both of them are having casual sex with the same guy and don't know it. Both of them told me, but I know. And like, how do you think I feel? And it's like no one's man. So it's not like I can be like, girl, I know somebody's sleeping with your man. But the point is, these women have no way to cross paths. I know both of them. And they just so happened to tell me about this one guy. And I was just like, OMG. Like, why? Like, why is this possible that these two women who are both slamming in their different realms, like, are sharing this man? Mm-hmm. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know what this is about. I mean, growing up here, you do get a mix of everything and from going to other states and hearing what other people say, it's hard because it is like dimes all over the place. LA is known for having, I don't know if it has to be part of just being the entertainment industry where people have to have this
look,
which that gets tired on its own. But I mean, like, yeah, you can get, you can find nice looking women of any race, multiple. You can see tons of nice looking black women. If you're not interested in black women, tons of white women, Asian, like all Asians, Chinese, Vietnam, all, I mean, you get everything. And so I do get my brothers out here like, I don't want to settle down. I'm going to just have fun because, I mean, you can. The chivalry thing is weird because that is shocking because we do have a lot of Southern roots and most of the guys I know, but maybe that's just because it's me, can't open the door, pull a seat out. I mean, a lot of that stuff you just learn early on. No, my mom, she started that. I don't know how old I was, but at some point she started doing that where she would just go to the door and just stop. And you're like, oh, I have to open the door. Okay. And then I had my godparents, so I would see my godfather open the door to the car all the time for my godmother. So it was like, oh, okay, I see this. And then when I got to college at Hampton, they did it. I was like, it got reinforced there. You know, and then, but then you have guys who will do it just to, just because they know a woman likes it.
You're like, well, I don't care why you do it. You just do it.
But this is the thing that I find interesting. On this thread, there were several women who said that they have friends who do not like for men to open the door for them.
I have heard that.
I have not. That's the most ludicrous thing I have ever heard. That they,
I have a friend.
They've actually told a man, I don't want you to open my door for me. I can do it myself. I'm like, you are killing the game.
Absolutely. The new age women. That's the new age
Absolutely.
Women.
Right.
Why is this? Like, why would you not want a man to open your door? What is this signal? What does that symbolize?
I think it comes back to when you see a lot of this being done. And it's funny, I was listening to the shout out to Black Astronauts, listening to them mention it, where it was like where when the woman got up and then the guys stand up. Like when a woman's going to leave the table, the guys actually get up
and let her go.
And I don't know if that's because
that's really formal.
Yeah, I guess if they've looked at it like it's you know, guys are up here, like it's, oh, you're down, you're not equal to us. Because if a guy does it, we wouldn't do it. But if it's a woman, we're going to do it. I'm guessing that's where it's from. Or it's just these independent women like, hey, I don't need you to open my door.
Well, I think that's more what it is. You have certain women who just, you know, feel like, you know, women's, I don't know, what do you call it?
And those are going to be the chicks that are going to be by themselves. I'm calling that one right now.
They don't know how to allow a man to be a man.
You tell a man not to open the door for you, you go get you a cat.
Absolutely.
Right now. Because you're going to be the cat lady.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bigger conversation in and of itself, really, I think. But as far as LA goes, now, for me, I'm probably not the best qualified person to speak on it, really, because I've been with the same woman for 7 years, just about, and we've been married for 4 years, you know. Now, I was raised in a family of black women, you know, and so for me, I was always kind of molded to think in terms of, you know, how do you treat black women? Because it just came very, very naturally to me. I had my mother, my grandmother, my aunties, my mother's friends, my girl cousins, everything. And so, you know, chivalry was always a natural part of my upbringing. But for Los Angeles in general, it is a very beauty conscious society, a very ambitious culture we have here. And for black men in particular, you know, you're trying to be popular and you're trying to make it in the entertainment or the athletic game. And there is such a variety of women to choose from. When you really adopt a manner of chivalry, I think it's easier for people in other places because in other places, there's still a tradition of courtship. You guys talk about the South and Southern roots. You know, when I fell into, you know, my relationship, which turned into a marriage, I just sort of had the nature to where it's kind of like, okay, we're dating, and if it works out, you know, we're going to get married. You sort of have it in your mind that that's the trajectory. For so many men here, and some women too, that's not even the trajectory they have in mind to begin with. So what's the point of opening doors? I mean, that's kind of, you know, that would suggest that I'm looking for a long-term sort of commitment because I'm trying to make things feel comfortable, trying to sort of build an emotional nest here, you know, when that's not necessarily the priority for guys. The priority is to play the field, to be popular, you know, with women and with your boys, and to get ahead in whatever your game and your hustle is. And I certainly know guys like that, and it's difficult for them in the long run because at some point, most men really do want to settle down eventually. They just feel like they got to get it all out of their system before they do. But, you know, when you've gone that far in life without really knowing how to treat a woman in a relationship capacity, it can be tough to make that transition. And so I think L.A. is just, even though a lot of people do have Southern roots, I think the nature of our culture out here is just so sort of beauty centric and sort of, you know, entertainment. Yeah. Image oriented and everything. I don't think it's as conducive to that as it is in other places.
I got to say, this is bad because I've heard this a lot throughout. It made me feel bad. Just like, really? Like, L.A. get that bad a rap? Like I said, I've been out the game for a minute. I haven't had the dating experience in my mid to late 20s of dating out here in LA. But man, I mean, hearing sisters talk, it's like, damn, is it really that bad out here in LA?
Yes.
I guess so.
As one woman brought up the idea that she feels like there's some men out here that have vagina envy. And those are the men who want doors opened for them,
yes.
Who want their bills paid. They want the woman to pick up the tab. Because apparently that's a new thing in L.A. that's now a part of our culture. Men that are being kept completely. Like they play the female role. Mm-hmm. They get taken care of. They get pampered. Mm-hmm. The woman breaks them off because she's the breadwinner. So, I don't know.
I can't.
Ooh, we till the wheels fall off. We right here. Yeah, I don't want to be in the game that. Like not, that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Now, if you're making more money than me and you can provide for me, then that's great. But the whole, like, I can't, I'm going to just sit down and not have a job, I can't do that.
I have no problem. Well, obviously, I wouldn't have a problem with me making more, but I really don't care if I make more than my significant other, but I still, my value system still makes me say, if I make 100 grand and you make 35, then we're going to live on the standard of that 35 opposed to my 100, because I want you to still feel like a man. If everything is provided for from my end of the pie, then what do you derive your value from? What do you get your, you know, like, how do you feel like you're taking care of me in some way?
Nah, baby, I'm good. Don't worry about that. It's, I can see that conversation playing. Don't worry about me.
I mean, I guess for me, I'm attracted to alpha males. So, you know, it just inherently, most alpha males are going to want to be providers. And so it just kind of like, it just makes me question your manhood on a whole to me, for you to sit here and let and watch me work myself to the bone when you are not working as hard or trying or whatever. You're just at home playing video games. Like, I don't understand that.
Right. If there's no evidence of you trying to get some work done, then that's an absolute no-no.
Right.
I don't have any issue with any woman assisting her significant other if he is in a tight spot for the moment, or if she just happens to be the one that makes more money. But if there is no evidence of him trying to make any money,
right.
You know, he's an entrepreneur, but he ain't entrepreneuring. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be at the house kicking it, trying to figure out a plan. We need to get a plan and implement the plan, because otherwise you're keeping men. And I was definitely raised very, very old school. My granny, you don't keep no man. There is no chipping off of paying a man's bills. You don't do that sort of stuff. You know, she was always a proponent of you build with people together, but you don't take care of, you don't pay anybody's bills for him. So yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, you take care of a man, he ain't gonna get up. No. I mean, and that question about are women at fault, kinda. I mean, I can't.
Chappelle said it.
Yeah, I'm totally agree with Chappelle. If pussy was a stock, it'd be plummeting because you're giving it away. it's just, but that is sad. I mean, chicks come out here just rocking whatever, throwing it out there. No. I'm straight up on the mindset that, like, guys will react to what women demand of them. You know, if women were like, you know what, we ain't gonna be wearing the skirts that's up to like half our thigh. We're not putting out the sex all the time. You know, you're gonna have to work to get it. Then guys would, but because women give it up so easily, guys are like, well, they don't want work. They don't have to work. Women just give it up. And you're like, all right, well. And then when they meet a woman who's going to make them work, they get sidetracked or just caught off guard. Like, oh, I have to work for this?
Because there's so many women who are not making, they don't have any requirements. Like, we had our SIP event last night. Shout out to everybody that came out. If you have not been to SIP, you definitely need to come. That's where all the cute single black people come one Thursday a month.
We are trying to make that congregate where all the black people are on the once a month. That's where they at.
Yeah. SIP. And last night was cracking. But you definitely have your variety of people. You have folks coming in there looking very professional, like they just got off of work. And then there's that other side. It was a couple of folks that came through there, and everybody's heads turned and was like, whoa, all right. Okay. Don't know where she's going when she leaves here. Don't know where she came from.
You talking about Ms. Hot Pink?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ms. Hot Pink. It was a couple of Ms. Hot Pinks in different outfits. But, yeah, it's some sisters out there just giving it away. So yeah,
they don't build those skills to when they find the right person to work. It's just like, well, it's been given to me, so why do I have to work for it?
Yeah. I think what Wood said, though, hits home as well. It depends on where the person is focused. If you're dealing with somebody who really isn't interested in a long-term relationship, then they're not going to want to do any of the work. And I think, Mickey, back to your point, L.A. is a difficult market because there are so many beautiful women. Men have so many options. So the choice to settle down does not come as quick as maybe some other places in the country. Here, you feel like you got so many women. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody's young that, you know, like you get 25, definitely not settling down. You hit 35, maybe. Nah, I can keep rolling. 45. Let's see how long we can stretch it out. And next thing you know, you the 60-year-old dude at the club trying to figure out how you going to get booed up and get a wife.
Up in Dynasty. China.
Back to Bishop Jones and Loretta.
You done gone 16 years with the same.
That would only work in L.A.
Right.
Loretta wouldn't be single anywhere else, okay? And definitely not waiting on a man for 16 years.
She got that outside pressure, like we don't do that down here.
So is there a remedy to this?
Move.
Yeah.
I mean, I truly, honestly, like, this was my plan. I moved here at 24 and for my career and my career only, and I gave myself 5 years to accomplish everything that I set out to do in LA. I did that, and I said, by the time I turn 30, if I am still single. Now, at the time when I said this, when I was 24, 30 seemed like a long way away. And then I was like, whoo, that was quick. But I said to myself, you know, when I turn 30, if I'm still single, I'm moving to Houston or I'm moving to Charlotte.
Okay.
I had never been to either place, but I was just like, I just think that those places I'll win, and that's where I'm going to go because I'm going to be wanting to focus more on like a family and all those kinds of things. So on my 30th birthday, I went to Houston. I have a man from Houston now. And it was, and literally, and I think part of it is just self-fulfilling prophecy. Just like, I told myself this was going to happen. Like, I get down there and it's like, I had the choice. Like, these men were just like, here I am. This is what I have to offer. And all you have to do is be you. And I was like, oh, you don't need me to do anything else? That's it? Just smile? Okay, I can do that. No, but really, honestly, and so I really just said to myself, you know what? If I can't have everything that I want here, I'm willing to sacrifice as much as I love LA. I'm willing to sacrifice moving to another market to be able to have both because right. It does exist. It does. You can have it all. I truly believe that I can have my career and I can also have a family life. And LA for me was always about career and the family life didn't happen for me here. But I'm in a situation now where, you know, my boyfriend lives in Houston, but he travels 90% of the time for his job. So it like doesn't even matter where he lives or where I live because he's always everywhere anyway. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the perfect situation. So yeah, I can still stay in LA. I can have my business. I can grow my business. I have my man, you know, and we'll see what happens in the future. But I honestly think that if it's important to you to have a family life and you are, I would say, if you're patient, you can give it 30 to 35. But at 35, if you're still single, you need to move. Because all my girlfriends, no, because all my girlfriends, I'm the youngest out of my crew, and my girlfriends are like 40, like 30, 38 to 40 are the majority of my girlfriends. Only one of them is married.
Okay.
And she just got married like 2 years ago. So looking at these women who all wanted children, all still want children, who are established, well established, and just have everything going for them, still banging, look 28. You know, so it's just like, how in the world are these women single? And back to an earlier point with all the nationalities of beautiful women, I think that men come here, like if you're from Atlanta or you're from Birmingham, Alabama, and you move to L.A. and you never had the opportunity to date an Asian girl.
You going in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. So it just becomes like people always ask me like, well, who are the brothers dating out there? I'm like, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I always say Asian girls are winning because, no, let me tell you, Asian men like their women. Mm-hmm. Asian men love Asian women, but then all other races love Asian women. Like Asian women are probably the only women who don't have this problem because everybody likes them. So.
And they rarely date within their race. Very
exactly,
rarely.
Exactly. Well, you know what my clientele, I have about 80 to 90% of my clients are Asian. So I talk to them all the time. And I was just mentioning to one of my clients who's Chinese, I was just like, it's so interesting to me that all of my Asian women clients are all married or dating white or other men. And she was like, oh yeah, we don't date Asian men. And I was like, what? She was like, it's very rare you'll find like an Asian.
Yeah,
and I'm like, rare. She was like, unless they came together. Like,
that's a statistic.
But that's
weird. Asian men that and puts black women are the two groups that are the most single.
But it seems
like
weird.
They should link up.
Because you get a bunch of Tiger Woods and then everybody will be winning. Yeah. You know? Of course, little Tigers would just be dating white girls, though. So
That's true. Then it just, exactly.
That's why it seems weird, because in that community, they're really strict on who their children can date. But clearly, they don't have that much control.
Well, I think
when they get out here.
Once they come to America, it's a whole different situation. But, I mean, even then, it's a big thing in a lot of Asian countries to become an international stewardess, because you're going to meet that white businessman that's going to bring you back over here and marry you, and then it's a whole situation. Yeah, out of all the Asian women who I know from school, I think only one of them is married to an Asian man. Only one. Everybody else who is married to a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know what women can do.
Start dating Asian men.
That's true.
See, that's cold. I was just wondering if somebody's going to say
it. Toria has stepped in the building.
Learn some chivalry, I guess. Just pick it up.
I know.
Use it on
But I did. I have a little interesting fact about Chinese men that my Chinese client told me.
Uh-oh, what she said?
She said Chinese men, the one good thing about them, if they're traditional, Chinese men go to work and bring their check home to their wife.
Ooh,
just here you go. Now that may interest me. She said that's the one good thing.
Just gonna hand the check right to
just,
you.
Just here you go, baby. Just do what you gonna do.
Well, man. For the game, look, I'm going to say this. I'm on record. Sisters, don't tell brothers not to open the door for you. I don't give a damn how independent you are and how much money you're making. Do not tell men not to open the door for you. That does not make sense. That's a problem. If a man has been brought up to do that, let him do it. Men have certain things that they need to do because that is their role and their place. Stop trying to get in the way. Otherwise, you're going to be at home with a cat by yourself, and that's the end of it. That is just it. That to me is that's the worst one. That's an offense because you're messing it up for other women who want that kind of behavior. Because men do learn that way. If a man has a situation, I'm sorry, I'm overgeneralizing here, but sometimes if a man's been through a relationship and a woman has trained him to do or not do certain things, he will carry that into the next relationship, whether it's good or bad. And that next woman may not have those issues that you have. So let that one go. If a man want to open the door, let him open the door.
Well, those same women are also messing up dating in general because yes. they'll be like, oh, I don't feel right letting him pay for my meal. Why? Right. What is the problem?
You need to move.
Yes. You, or better yet, just stay single.
Right.
Like, get you clearly don't want to date.
Get off the market. Mm-mm. Oh. Well, with that said, we thank you all for joining us. Please tune in for the next Black is Break. Peace.